Hello, it's the 5th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Three Luton enterprises involved in the selling and preparation of food have greatly improved their public health profile. In 2020, Chopsticks at the Mall Luton failed to address a mouse infestation issue. They were forced to pay £29,000 in fines. In addition, they had hefty prosecution costs and surcharges. The eatery now boasts a food hygiene rating of 5. In 2022, Coffee Pot on Dunstable Road was found with a cockroach contagion. The establishment received a £20,000 fine plus a sizeable victim surcharge. They currently have a 4 rating in food hygiene. And Nissa Local on Ashcroft Road received an £8,000 fine with a victim surcharge for displaying and selling expired food items. The convenience store presently has a 4 rating. Individuals who walk their dogs at Priory Country Park in Bedford are being told to adhere to warning signs posted by Bedford Borough Council about the dangers of blue-green algae in the lake. The tiny bacteria has the potential of being toxic if ingested in large quantities by a dog. Mid-Bedfordshire local Anne Kelly is the candidate representing the monster-raving Loony Party, which was set up in 1982. Miss Kelly, on the party website, said she would be behind her constituents 100% and would not appear on any TV programme involving jungles. In addition, she would replace employees of the border force with GP receptionists to dramatically reduce the number of people getting in and address train tardiness by setting all clocks late by at least 10 minutes. The 45th Bedford Camera Beer and Cider Festival is currently underway. The event, taking place at the Bedford Corn Exchange, presents the best variety of quality ales and ciders. The celebration runs through Saturday, the 7th of October. That's all for now. I'll be back later with your Bedford News updates.